Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, ladies. I am absolutely excited about being back with you. I am so excited about all that God is doing with the women and the Bible study. It has been absolutely a joy and amazing to see just God move, to know that I actually heard him, you know, always amazes me, and that he would even allow me to be able to be with you on your journey. And so I count it an honor and a privilege. We are excited about growing and building the women's ministry. Please share with other women, you know, start your own women's group. Do devotion, just different things, because what we're wanting to do is we want people to know that seeking God is not an event, but it's a lifestyle. And so only what we do for Christ will last. And so I am your host, Sonia Walker, the visionary for the Essence of a Woman's Ministry. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started, because we want to dive into the Word of God, and I want you to get everything that he has given me. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. Lord, we magnify you, we glorify you. Lord, we bind up the works of the enemy. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. I pray over every woman that's listening. Lord, that you would guard her ears. God, help her to see things the way you see it. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bless this lesson. God, we thank you for doing a new thing in our lives. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, ladies. Okay, so let's get started. Just remember that you do have notes. You have an outline. And you can also listen. But do not, please, read the outline and you haven't listened to the podcast. Do both of them at the same time, and even if you want to go back and just look at your notes, but I'm asking that you don't look at your notes and then listen, because we want it to make sense to you as to where we're going. Okay? So we're going to come out of Mark chapter 2, starting at verse 21. Mark chapter 2, starting at verse 21, says, "No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, but as the new piece pulls away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or as the new wine bursts the skin. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins." I want you to underline that. "But new wine must be put into new wineskins." I want to talk to you briefly from this subject. Lord, get this out of my system. Lord, get this out of my system. I was looking at I picked up my phone the other day, and when I picked it up, there was this little icon at the top that was not normally there. And so I clicked on it, and when I clicked on it, it said that your storage is almost full. And so then I just, you know, kind of ignored it. I then go on to try to download a new picture into my phone. And it said, "System's error. Some functions may not work." I said, "System error. Some functions may not work." Then God began to deal with me and say to me, "I'm trying to do something new in your life, but you will not let go of old ideas, old ways, old methods. So I can't download, I can't bless you with something new because you need to go into your gallery, into your storage, and delete the old. And that's what we're going to talk about today. When he says that you cannot put a new piece of fabric on an old garment, he said because it's going to tear and it's going to make matters worse. He says you can't put new wine into old wineskins or else it will burst, the wine will spill and be ruined. And so God is telling us that he wants to do something new in our lives, new in our relationships, new with our careers. He wants to do something new in our lives, but he cannot give it to us until we go in and delete our old habits, until we delete our old mindset, until we delete the way we want things done, until we delete the past pain, the past failures, the past itself, until we delete that, we cannot receive what God is trying to give us. And so immediately when he began to say that, I began to go to my phone literally and delete all these pictures that was no longer necessary for where I am. Do y'all get what I'm saying? We have to go into our storage, into our system, into our memory, into our minds, and go in and delete those things that are no longer effective. God cannot turn your marriage around if you are still holding on to old memories of how things used to be, of how you want it to be. If you are still holding on to what he did last week, what he did the month before, then you will not see the newness, or God cannot restore your marriage because you still have an old mindset. So therefore, you cannot receive what God is doing, so which makes you think that the marriage should come to an end. The same way it is with single women. You want God to bless you with a husband, but you will not let go of your ideas, your to-do list, what you want in a man. I told somebody one day, don't you know, don't you trust God with your life? Don't you know that he created you, therefore he knows what's best for you? So as opposed to going in with your to-do list, you have to go in. I know we sing this song. We sing this song. Lord, I'm available to you. My storage is empty, right? And then we come back and say, and I am available to you. But in reality, we're not available to him because our storage is not empty. As a matter of fact, our storage is full, full of us. Full of what we think, full of what we want, full of how we want it, when we want it, where we want it, what time we want it, still holding on to grudges, still holding on to unforgiveness, still holding on to things that are no longer necessary or needed for what God wants to do in your life. So we have to cry out to God and say, Lord, get this out of my system. I need it out. I need it completely removed because I want you to do a new thing in my life, and I know that in order for me to receive it, I must delete some things. Paul says it like this, forgetting those things which are behind me, I press toward the mark. People say, well, Sonia, I forgive, but I don't forget. Then you have not forgiven. See, basically what Paul is teaching us and telling us is that we need to have a selective memory. Because I had to go into my gallery, into my memory, and select the picture that was no longer necessary. The same that we have to do spiritually. We have to go into our system. What is our system? Our mind, our will, and our emotions. Our heart. Remember? In our heart is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So we have to go into our heart and begin to delete those things that are no longer necessary, that's no longer needed, that's no longer relevant to where God is trying to take us. He said, because you're going to ruin, if I give it to you, you're going to ruin it, because what you're trying to do is that you're trying to combine the new with the old, and it's going to tear, it's going to ruin the newness of what I'm trying to give you, because it's not supposed to be attached to something old, but it is supposed to be attached to something new. So my goal is to put new wine into new wineskin. I want to give you something new, but I want you to have a new attitude about it. I want to give you something new, but I want you to have a new mindset about it. I want to give you something new, but you are going to have to change in order to receive it. So oftentimes as women, we want to blame everybody else for where we are, right? And for how we got here, and for how our relationship got here. But to play that game, it's not just their fault. It's, what did you do? See, we want God to change the people around us, and we want him to change anything that's around us, but we don't want him to change what's in us. Because whenever we deal with what's in us, we want to shift the blame back onto the people who are around us. But remember, the scripture says, as water reflects your face, so does your life reflect what's in where? Your heart, your system. Right? So if you look at your system, if you look at what's in your heart, if you look at if you're blaming the people around you, those are systems, right? Those systems are a reflection of what's in your heart. So let's look up the word systems. System is a combination of things or parts to make whole, a frame of reference. Right? It's a combination of things that we put together to try to make whole. Right? So, what are we piecing together in our lives to get what we want? But in reality, it's not working. Because you cannot attach something new to something old. You can't be praying for God to heal you or to bless your marriage, or to bless your relationships, when you still will not let go of the old. If you are willing to hold on to the familiar, if you're willing to hold on to what's old, you will never receive what's new. Because clearly God is saying, I'm not going to give you something new, and you haven't deleted the old. Because when I bless you, I want it to bless you. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh one rich, now I'm talking about money, and add no sorrow. We want blessings and sorrow, right? In the book of James, he says that you cannot, he says, you know, water, bitter water and sweet cannot come out of the same fountain. One is going to cancel out the other. So if you're praying for something, for God to do something new in your relationships, in your life, in your business, in your career, in your children, in whatever area you're praying about, if you're not willing to let go of the old system, then guess what? It's going to be in ruins. The Bible says it's going to get worse. We just read that. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. So you're praying about something that you want God to fix, but it's not getting any better because you won't release the old. You're still mad at him for what he did 2 years ago. But you're praying, God, heal this relationship. And then you want God to heal and to change them, but not change you. That role did you play in this? And he still is telling Alpha shifting the blame and take responsibility that you are not doing what God called you to do, that there's an error in your system that is causing some things not to function. Some things are not going to function because there's a spirit of error over you. And until you begin to walk in the truth and deal with what you've done and go in your memory into your system and delete the things that are no longer relevant, only then will you be able to embrace the newness. So you're living in the present today, but you're still in the past today. So you really can't embrace your future because you're living in the past. You're thinking in the past. But you're praying for something new. But you're thinking something old. You're speaking old. And one of the things that I thought about when I was studying this lesson was how oftentimes, if you look at the systems that are around you, your friendships, are all of you guys in the same situation? Are all you guys coming together talking about the same stuff? Are all you guys coming together to talk about what happened back then and you're regurgitating? Remember, in Matthew 15, it says it's not what goes in a man that defiles a man, but it's what comes out of you. Are all you guys, or all your friends, or your relationships, your systems, are all you guys sitting up talking about what was? I remember when they did this and they did that, and you know they did this over here, and you know. So it's not an atmosphere where newness can come in and reside, because all of you guys are talking about old systems and how things were and what people did wrong. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their part. But the title said, Lord, get this out of my system. It's in me. All of this around me, it's because it's in me. My relationship's not working. I have to look inside of me. That's how you turn your life around. That's how you begin to move forward. That's how you begin to see what God said about you. Are you willing? First, let me ask you this. Are you tired of piecing things together, trying to make it whole, but it's only making it worse? Are you tired of talking about the same thing over and over and over and over and over again? Are you tired of not walking in the promises of God? See, because my mom used to say, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then and only then will you change. So no matter what God wants to do in our lives, no matter what new things he has in store for us, it's not going to happen for us until we get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, that we will begin to embrace the newness. Right? So we understand that our system is dysfunctional, that there is an error in our system, The system is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So our prayer has to become, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me who needs to change. It's me, God. I don't know about anybody else, but it's me, God, who cussed him out. It was me, God, who criticized them. It was me. It was me. I'm taking responsibility for my part, God. It was me. And I'm asking you to get this out of my system. I'm asking you to give me a new mindset. I'm asking you to develop in me new habits. I'm asking you to come into my heart and do a work in me. It's amazing. I was reading, and I might say the scripture again, but in the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10 and 11, David says, "Create in me a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within me." I had the wrong spirit in me. I've been walking in the spirit of fear. He says, renew the right spirit within me. One interpretation says, Lord, my heart is in chaos. This is the message. I love it. He says, my heart is in chaos. I need a Genesis week. My heart is in chaos, and I need a Genesis week. In the beginning, God said, let there be, and there was. He's saying that because the Bible declares in the book of Genesis that there was chaos. It was chaos hovering. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke into the chaos and said, let there be, and there was. And it was 7 days. And so David is saying, Lord, I need for you to speak into this chaos. I need for you to speak into my system. And I need a Genesis experience where everything becomes new. The way I think, the way I feel, I need for you to deal with my emotions. I need for you to deal with my will. I need a new beginning. So I'm asking you to speak, because whatever you say, God, is going to come to pass. So I need for you to minister and to speak into my heart so that I can begin to receive the newness of what you have for me. I'm willing to let go of the old. See, women, if we let go of being right, if we let go of everybody else is wrong, if we let go of how everybody else was raised, if we let go of all of the condemnation, because we don't think that we can be abusive with our tongues. When we start dealing with ourselves and dealing with that internal conflict that we have, things are not going to change. The Bible talks about it in the book of James. He says, you're double-minded. You're unstable. Beauties, you can't pray for your husband and ask God to bless this marriage, and then you turn around in conversation and curse him. Well, Sonia, how am I cursing him? You're saying what he's not to other women. You're saying what he won't do. You're saying, he should have done this. Blessings and curses cannot come out of the same mouth. If you are single, you can't pray and ask God to send you a husband, and then you turn around and you chase men. That's not how that works. Because we don't want the Lord. We're not willing to wait on the Lord and allow him to see the man that he has for us. Our relationships with people in general will be a whole lot better if we let go of the imagery of how we think things should be. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, which brings us to our next scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 talks about these images. Second Corinthians chapter 10. Okay, so we're going to start at verse 4. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." Remember in the beginning, we talked about this is a spiritual battle. This is not a fleshly battle. This is a spiritual battle. It says, "But mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." One interpretation says, "Casting down every imagination, images, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, or the knowledge of God." What has happened is sometimes we're so busy worshiping the image of what we think we want, how we think things should look, that we don't realize that we're not worshiping God. He says in the book of Exodus, in the Ten Commandments, he said, "You shall have no graven image before me. I am God," right? I'm a jealous God. We are worshiping the images that are in our system, how we want things to go, how we want things to look, how we want things to be. And when it doesn't go the way we think it should go, or if it doesn't look like how we think it should look, then we automatically assume that it's not God, and we're ready to get rid of anyone or anything that does not line up with our image of what we think we want or who we think we are. So he says, you got to cast down your images and cast down your imaginations and cast down every high thing, that's a high thing, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought into captivity. That means I have to take captive, I have to grab, there's a work for me to do within me, so I have to grab hold, I got to cast this image down, I got to cast it down, I got to bring it into captivity, because God is trying to give me something new. He's trying to do a new thing in me. And when he do a new thing in me, then I'll see a new thing in my life. I'm going to share something with you. Recently, I saw God do some new things in my life. But I still had an old mindset. So I found myself back into the same situation that I was in. So I began to realize that if I don't change my mindset, I'm going to be in the same situation that I was in before. So my prayers shifted to transform my mind. I need my mind transformed. So be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I realized then that I had to begin to change my mindset if I was going to walk in the newness of what he is doing. That I had to change my mindset if I was going to ruin what he's doing. Do y'all get what I'm saying? If you don't change your mindset, if you don't let God, and if you don't allow God and the Holy Spirit to come in and to transform your thinking, our relationships are going to lie in ruin. Our future is going to lie in ruins. Our finances are going to lie in ruins. Our careers, our businesses, they're going to lie in ruins because there has to be a shift in how we think. There has to be a change. It's called, as a matter of fact, I hear God saying it has to be a changing of the guards. You have to allow, we have to allow him to come in. We have to humble ourselves and allow him to come in so that we can have that Genesis experience, so that we can see what he said. And we can embrace the new. We need a new normal. But we cannot have a new normal with an old mindset. Right? So here are the things that we need to do. I want to give you the definition real quick of the systems of error, and this will be in your notes as well. Systems error literally means an instruction not recognized. An instruction not recognized. Systems error. Error in Latin means wandering or straying. To wander or to stray. Systems error, I want to repeat this, is an instruction not recognized. Right? Sometimes we're praying, but it's not being recognized because why? We are walking in error. See, we have this idea that when we pray, then God is a butler. And that he is to give us everything that we want, when we want it, how we want it, our way. And that's not how that works. He is God. And he is sovereign. And he is not going to go against his will. Right? So maybe he's given us instructions. And because we have a systems error, then we're not willing to recognize the instructions that he's given us because we are in error. And so what do? We pray out of this error. I remember the other day, I was having a moment. I'm not going to lie, I was having a moment. And I'm praying, but my prayers were based around and centered around all of the hurt and pain that I've gone through. My prayer was full of the past. I was praying about the past. I was praying about, Lord, you know, I don't want to go through this no more. Remember when I went through this before, you know, my emotions had taken over, and I was praying in error. I was praying out of an old system. None of those things are going on. None of those things are relevant to today. And so I was praying, literally, and crying about the old and what I've gone through and what people've done to me and how I don't want to go through that anymore. And I'm not in that right now. But I had old systems, and I was walking in the spirit of error. And because of that, I wasted time focused on things that was not even going on, that's not even relevant. Right? Don't we do that? You're talking about what's old. You're praying about what's old. You're praying to these images that you have developed in your mind. Because this is how we want it to go. This is what we want it to look like. And most of the time we want it to look like that because we want to have our way and we want anybody else to think we have this ideal situation. But when we let go, you know, people always have these cliches, let go and let God. You ain't let go of nothing. And if we ain't let go of nothing, we sure are not letting God do anything. Because we're still talking about things that no longer matter. We're still vomiting up the past. We're still regurgitating the familiar. We're still talking about what happened to us when we were kids. We're old. We're still talking about what somebody did to us. We're still talking about things that are not necessary. So the question comes back, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired? I tell the Lord, you know what? I done tried stuff my way, and it absolutely does not work. Does not work. Has not worked. But thank you for not giving up on me. I want to see what you said. So that means I have to change. One of the hardest things to teach women is submission. Because we think submission is being weak. But in reality, submission is a blessing. Submitting yourself, humbling yourself. We're so busy walking around here trying to be She-Hulk and, you know, I don't know, Wonder Woman. And we're trying to do all of these things and, oh, think like a man. Why is that in the Bible? Let's find it. Find it. It's not there. It's time for us to really go back to being his little girl and allowing him to teach us the correct way to build relationships, the correct way to walk in purpose, the correct way to bring order and structure into our systems so that we can see what he has said about us. So number one, you have to declutter your mind. You have to declutter your mind. You have to go through the process of sorting. Right? What are you going to keep? What you're going to let go of? You know? Then number two, you have to declutter your prayer life. I'm going to read that scripture, James 4, 1 through 4. And I pray that this is blessing you, because when he gave me the revelation, I know it blessed me. And I'm ready. I'm ready to change. I'm so ready. Because when I look at and I see, and I had a taste of what he wanted to give me, and I realized my mindset, because it was still old, that it was ruined in that moment. So, okay, Daddy, yeah, let's do this. Change me, rearrange me, whatever you got to do. Creating me a clean heart. Get inside this system so that I will not destroy what you're trying to do in my life. From business to relationships, I want to see what you said about me. And if you're like me, you want to see what he said about you too. All right? James 4 and 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desire to pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss. You ask in error, that you may spend it on your own pleasures. Look at that. He said, you pray and you don't even receive it. And you don't receive it because you're praying in error. So, ladies, our time is up. I do have a book called Declutter Your Life. It is such a blessing. It's been amazing to see people's lives change. It is available on the website. But I pray that this lesson has really helped you, that it's really time for us, the Lord, to get this out of our system, to let go of the old so that we can embrace the newness of what he's doing in our lives. And so I'm so thankful to the Lord for this opportunity. Remember, our website is eowbiblestudy.com. Our other website is www.essenceimages.com. If you have any questions, please feel free to email us. Love you. God bless you. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.